You know, the Holy Temple was destroyed because we didn't love each other. You know, this is the acid test. If you really love God, you can't hate. And if you can hate somebody, I'm sure you don't love God either. If you love one human being with all your heart, you can't hate anymore. If you hate, that means there's really nobody in the world you love. You know, all those people who hate, I could swear they don't love their wives, they don't love their children. If you really love one person in the world, there is no space for hatred anymore. But anyway, you know, people hate each other and they put it all on God. Have you ever noticed? Every say, oh, I know you're no good, you're this, you're this, you're this. So here's where the story begins. What's the essence of the teaching of the Holy Baal Shem? The Holy Baal Shem have taught us, join me, you'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know if you join me. You'll never know. You'll never know. You know what it means we are created in God's image? What do we know about God? You know nothing about another human being? Maybe on the outside they look a little bit, maybe not so good, not so holy. But inside, do you know what they're doing? You never know. This is one of my favorite stories. I hope it'll be yours too. But 200 years ago in Koritz, in Russia, one of the greatest pupils of the Holy Baal Shem, Rav Pinchas Koritzer. And in Koritz, everybody kept Shabbos, everybody went to shul 3 times a day, and so on. With the exception of one person, the tailor, the Schneider. He never came to the synagogue, he never bought kosher meat, he was never seen anywhere where Jewish people congregate. The only place he was seen is late at night in the bar. So he was an outcast. Who wants to talk to him? Unless your pants are torn, you don't know him. So one day, one day, one day, one day, one day, the Holy Rav Pinchas comes to the synagogue. And he sees there is a commotion. And he asks the people what's going on. And this is what they say. Somebody died. And nobody wants to go to the funeral. Now Pedro says, why didn't they want to go to the funeral? Because there was a low, rotten Jew, the most. Now Pedro says, we don't have anybody like this in our city. They say, yes. Rabbi, you forgot. The tailor. And open your heart. The Heilige Rav Pinchas began crying. He said, master of the world, master of the world, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. What time is the funeral? I'll be there. So when the people in the city heard Rav Pinchas is going, it was clear to them that he was one of the Lamed Vov Tzaddikim, one of the holy hidden people. The whole city came to the funeral. And everybody walked behind the coffin and he was yelling, she was yelling, Schneiderl, 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 forgive me for saying such bad things about you. But Schneiderl, I'm begging you, pray for my children, remember me in heaven, and so on. But Reb Pinchas, give me harmony. The heilige Reb Pinchas, he walked behind the coffin, and wherever he walked, the floor was wet with tears, wet with tears. On that same day, Reb Yehve and other people of the Holy Baal Shem Tov came to the city to visit his friend Reb Pinchas. After the funeral, he took Reb Pinchas aside and he says, Pinchas, you can fool the whole city. They really think he was one of the 36 hidden people. But you and I know that he wasn't. You and I know that he was not much of a Jew. But again, why were you crying so much? Why was the whole city crying? Join me, you'll never know. 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 Reb Pinchas began to tell. Says, you remember Hanele, the orphan girl, whose side was Fegele. Fegele, the orphan girl. She grew up in my house. When she is 14 years old, it's time for her to get married. So my holy wife engaged her to another orphan boy from a neighboring little village. A few weeks ago, the wedding took place. I borrowed money from every person in Kohetz. I wanted the wedding to be so beautiful. I wanted the wedding to be so, so holy, so special. 1 minute before the ceremony, the groom, the chosen, comes to me and he says, Rebbe, you forgot to buy me a new talis, a new prayer shawl. Oy, gewalt, prayer shawl is 10 rubles. I say to the chosen, my sweetest chosen, please forgive me, I just don't have it. I borrowed money from every person in Korah, there is nobody I can still borrow 10 rubles. Can't you wait a few weeks? He looks at me, he has tears in his eyes. He has no father, he has no mother. I'm the only one. He says to me, Rebbe, if next Shabbos I come to shul with an old talis, everybody will laugh at me. So I said, okay, wait. I decided to go down the street in the first house where I see light, I'll knock on the door. I see a candle burning in a window. I knock on the door. And do you know who opened? The Schneider, the tailor. He opened the door with so much love, with so much sweetness like nobody ever in the world opened the door for me. And he said, Rebbe, my whole life, my whole life I am dreaming that one day you'll knock on my door. Rebbe, I want you to know There's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for you. I say, Schneidel, my sweetest tale in the world, I need 10 rubles to buy a prayer shawl for the groom of Fegeler. So the tailor says, Rebbe, God knows I'm poor, but 1 ruble I can give you. Oh, 1 ruble, 9 more to go. My heart was suddenly so light. I said, Schneidel, I bless you with every blessing ever uttered. And I walked away, and I just walked a few houses. Somebody's running after me. The Schneidel, the tailor. I waited for him. He came very close. He was crying so much. He was sobbing. He was beside himself. Put my arms around him and I said, Schneidel, my sweetest friend, tell me what's in your heart. He says, Rebbe, I'm ashamed to tell you. I really can't say it. I said, Schneidel, you can tell me anything in the world. Rebbe, he said, if I give you the whole 10 rubles, do you think I have a share in the coming world? I said to the tailor, I put my hands on his little head, on his capillaire, and I said, Schneidel, I swear to you, I know how poor you are. I swear to you, by the living God, by the God of our fathers and our mothers, if you give me the whole 10 rubles, I swear to you, you have a share in the coming world. And Rav Pinchas said to Rav Yehuda, I walked behind his coffin, and I saw his soul, his neshama is wrapped in the talis he bought for Fegeler. Join me one more time. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You know, friends, I'll make it fast, but it's so beautiful to be with you. This story took place 200 years ago, right? Let me just tell the story of yesterday. I came to a city, and one with the other, I found myself late at night in the house of a lady with children. And I see she has something around her neck. And she told me she had a terrible car accident 2 days before that. A truck came against her, and 2 cars were behind her, and she was between the truck and the 2 cars. Her car is completely smashed. When the police opened her car, they were sure she's not alive. But she just, her neck was out a little bit. She came out from the car. The policeman says to her, I can't believe you're alive. And you know, friends, this lady, if you look at her, you will say most probably she is interested in money and pleasure. But again, you never know. She told me the story. She's not a rich woman. She says, I want you to know Whenever anybody comes from Israel to collect money, I give them $36. 2 days ago, early in the morning, somebody knocked on my door. He doesn't speak English, and my Hebrew isn't so good. He's collecting money for Israel. I had $36. It was my last money. And I really did need it. So my first reaction was, I'm sorry. But then I thought, Master of the world, I'll give it to him. I gave him my last $36. And then I told him I have to go fast to my office. And he was standing like this, blessing me. I want you to know, at that moment when I saw the truck coming against me, and I feel the push from the two other cars, I saw him blessing me. Maybe it was Elijah the prophet. Who knows who it was? But you'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. Fixing for you and me is right now is the 3 weeks beginning next Shabbos. Let's absolutely stop judging people. What do we know? We don't know anything. And I bless you, and I bless you and I. We should find friends like a Pinchas Kortze, friends like the tailor. Da 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 da